Welcome back to Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. We're reading The Dragons of Blue Land by Ruth Stiles Gannett. Chapter 1, The Hiding Place. Over the harbor, past the lighthouse, away from Nevergreen City flew the happy baby dragon. "I'm on my way home to the great high mountains of Blue Land," he shouted to the evening skies. "At last, I'm off to find my 6 sisters and 7 brothers and my dear, gigantic mother and father." He sped northward over the coast of Popsicornia. He flew all night through the dark, scudding clouds toward awful desert which surrounded the mountains of Blue Land. "I must be careful," he thought to himself, "that nobody sees me on my way, but I'll have to stop and rest somewhere. Where can I hide? I've grown as big as a buffalo, and my blue and yellow stripes and gold-colored wings will certainly attract attention." The darkness faded into morning, and looking down, he saw green meadows, fields of corn and potatoes, a road wandering past barns and houses, and a brook zigzagging back and forth across the road. "Perhaps I can find a bridge to hide under," thought the dragon, "but I'll have to hurry. Soon the farmers will be up." He swooped and coasted down to a place where the road crossed the brook. Gently he landed and pattered down the bank to hide underneath the bridge. But there wasn't any bridge. The road had been built right over the brook, and the water flowed under the road through a culvert, a long, round tunnel. And the culvert was too small for a dragon to hide in. "I'll try another crossing," he said to himself, scrambling up the bank and galloping down the road as fast as he could to the next crossing. But here, too, a very small culvert carried the water under the road. "Oh, dear, oh, dear," he muttered as he galloped on farther between a yellow farmhouse and a big yellow barn. Just as he was passing, he heard a rooster scream and a window slam shut in the house. "Where shall I hide? Where shall I hide?" he panted. And then he came to a third crossing. He tumbled down the bank and found another culvert, but a big culvert, big enough for a baby dragon to hide in. He crawled inside, wading through shallow water that cooled his hot, sandy feet. "What if someone in the farmhouse saw me?" he kept thinking as he stretched just far enough to nibble the tasty skunk cabbages and marsh marigolds growing outside the culvert. And then as he ate and cooled off, he felt tired and happy and almost safe as he dozed off to sleep in the culvert.